these four lonely walls have changed the way I feel. The way I feel. I'm standing still. Nothing else matters now, you're not here. So where are you? I've been calling you.
Hi guys, welcome to Opal Language. This is Connor.
And this is Tara.
And today we have an advanced lesson for you. This one is called Gender Issues in Tech Companies.
Right. So we have some things to say before we get into this lesson. This is based on an article in The Economist.
Yeah, The Economist, yeah.
It is a controversial topic.
Yeah, there is some controversy here.
So we know that there's a lot of discussion, and we'll go into a lot of these words throughout the lesson. Yeah. But we are going to focus on the language here. The issue we'll talk about throughout.
There are lots of different opinions about this one.
Yeah. Right. And this article in itself was pretty, it had an agenda. So it is a little bit one-sided, but we're going to try and focus on that language, but encourage you to do your own digging and form your own opinions.
Sounds good. So why don't we dive in?
Excellent. Google has found itself at the center of controversy after its software engineer, James Damore, published a memo explaining why there are so few women in the upper echelons of the technology industry. He insinuated that biological factors, such as women's predisposition to anxiety and stress at work, made them unsuited to technology-related work. Google ultimately sacked Damore because his memo violated Google's code of conduct and made its work environment hostile for women. Silicon Valley and the tech industry are infamous for the programmer culture. Women struggle to find a level playing field as their male counterparts. The sacking of Mr. Damore may fade from the news, but the debate about gender and sexism in technology is likely only to intensify.
Okay, so we just heard kind of the background to the story about James Damore.
James Damore,
And his dealings and working and how he left Google.
So he was a Google programmer. And he sent out this memo. So first of all, we've got this word controversy.
Right. So he found himself at the center of this controversy, or Google did.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He found himself. This means he didn't expect it. It wasn't his intention. He found himself there.
Right. And Google wasn't wasn't planning on this either.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
And now controversy. We used this word earlier.
Controversy. I think the adjective form we said earlier was controversial.
Shul with an S-I-A-L.
That's right. Yeah. And this basically just means a lot of people disagree.
Right. It causes discussion.
Yes. Yes.
It's something that is, you can have a heated discussion.
Yeah.
And it really, you kind of generally you take a side.
Yes. So these issues, they generate a lot of controversy.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's important to keep calm in the midst of controversy.
Definitely.
So the reason for this controversy was this memo that was published.
So we've seen this word memo before. Yeah. It's short for memorandum.
Yeah, memorandum.
And generally, a memo is a really short note, like an inter-office note.
Yes, yeah.
In this case, it was actually 10 pages.
Yeah, yeah, it was, but, it was about that. And it's usually, it should have some important information.
Right.
So there's some reason for, you're not just saying, hey, how are you today?
Yeah.
There's some important information in the memo. It's like, hey, did you get the memo?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And it's always inside the company.
Yeah.
Not outside.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And basically this memo, again, here's the disclaimer.
Yeah.
One of the things that was in this 10-page memo was that they're kind of explaining why there was so few women in the upper echelons of the tech industry.
Right.
I love this expression, upper echelons.
It's an awesome expression. It's so rare, this word, but you can use it just for this perfect situation.
Right. And this is the executives.
Yes.
So
the higher levels in the company.
Right. So echelon is a level, the lower echelon, the higher echelon.
Yeah.
And it's most often, I think, used to describe economic status in society.
Yeah. I think of it like it describes power. If you have someone in the upper echelons, that means they have authority, they have power.
Right. And they're the elite.
Yes, they're the elite.
So in this case, it's the elite of the tech industry.
Mm-hmm,
it can be the elite of society, the financial world, all of those things, the upper echelons.
Yeah. So if you feel some like oppression, it's like, oh, the upper echelons. You can use that.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah.
Right. Now, what was the premise of this gender issue within here?
Yeah. So in the article that this is based on in The Economist, it said that James Damore, he insinuated about some biological factors. So first, let's just look at insinuated before we continue.
Right. Basically, it means imply.
Yeah, imply.
Kind of hint at.
Or suggest.
Suggest.
Yeah.
It's a very formal word to say he suggested. And it also has a negative context to it.
Yeah, like if someone is saying something and you think there's a secret meaning that's negative, you can say, hey, what are you insinuating?
Right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say, oh, he insinuated that, you know, we're having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
You know, you don't want to use insinuate. He hinted at maybe something.
Yeah. So biological factors. Now, you guys all know this word biological.
Relating to the body, body chemistry, physical things.
DNA,
all of that.
That kind of stuff. And factor?
Is a trait, something to consider.
Yeah, like a reason, biological reason in this case.
Yeah.
So he's suggesting that some of these biological factors or reasons, such as a predisposition to anxiety and stress. Okay.
Okay, so we're going to talk about focus on the language here.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to get mad. But this word predisposition.
Yeah. Yeah, predisposition, it basically just means you're likely or you have a tendency to behave in a certain way.
Or to do something or to like something.
Yes. So,
for example, my family's Russian, so I'm predisposed to loving vodka.
So. Yeah. My roommate is very, very artsy.
Yes.
He's very artistic, so he's predisposed to being, you know, unorganized and messy and forgetful.
Right.
Yeah,
so it kind of works with a stereotype here.
Yeah. It's a pretty strong word.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have used this word. But yeah.
It means you were kind of born to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And in this context, it's saying women were born with anxiety and stress that come from the workplace.
Right. Yeah. And actually, in the original memo, he just says not that they have a predisposition, but it's a slightly higher average.
Yes.
So that's what he actually says. And because of this, as this article goes, it makes them more unsuited to technology-related work.
So not suitable, not a good fit.
Right, yeah.
We not a good match.
We also can say unsuitable.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, for example, if something's unsuited to me, it means I'm not appropriate for that. Or it's not...
Right. It's inappropriate. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, for example, I can't count.
Okay.
So a job in as an accountant, maybe I'm not very well suited for that, it's unsuitable for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not suitable for certain, or I'm not suited to certain jobs.
Right.
Because I don't enjoy them.
Yes.
Basically. So that's what the article was talking about. But actually, the original memo that he actually wrote, he was just saying that the technology industry needs to change to make it easier for women to thrive.
Right. Yeah. But again, you guys do your own digging.
Yes. So we'll continue.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now the consequence of this memo everything that was in it, regardless of whether it was biased or not biased or equal, fair, and, and all of that, was that he ultimately got sacked.
Right. Sacked. This is a good word. It means fired.
In a really negative, condescending
way. Yeah. Like he got sacked. So if somebody gets sacked, it means that they really didn't like what he did. It was, he did something bad.
Right.
Yeah. According to Google. Yeah. So sacked, fired. We also say let go. That's the basic neutral, not positive, not negative.
Let go. Mm-hmm. Right. I was let go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the reason Google is giving is not necessarily that it's just free speech, which was part of this memo.
Right.
The gender issues. It's saying that the memo violated Google's code of conduct.
Right. So we'll start with violated. Violate basically just means to break a law or a rule.
Or to go against a rule.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The noun form violation.
Yes. Yeah. So a parking ticket is actually a violation. You'll get it may say a violation on your ticket. Mm-hmm. Speeding is a
violation.
Also, right.
Yeah. People often say, oh, this violates my rights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like it goes against.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
And so in this case, it's violating the
code of conduct.
Code of conduct.
So a code here, this is a legal document.
Yeah.
Companies, students will have these. Yeah. If you go to a school, you have a student code of conduct.
Yeah.
And these are the rules of behavior that you're supposed to follow.
Right. Yeah. We often say somebody lives by a code.
Right.
And it doesn't mean password.
No.
It means like your morals or your ethics.
Right.
Yeah.
And for example, when we talked about the word violate as a crime, in Canada, for example, we have something called the Criminal Code.
Right.
So this is a list of crimes and all the punishments.
Mm-hmm.
And if you break one of those, you are violating the criminal code.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so in this case, the conduct. Conduct just means, you know.
Behavior.
Yeah. Behavior. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And just a quick note there. It's conduct, not conduct.
Conduct.
Yes.
That's a that is
small
a
difference, but
if you have an
difference.
Orchestra.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Yes. This is a noun here.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Right. And now this memo also would create, and this is what Google was saying, is that it would create a hostile work environment for women.
Right. Hostile. Yeah. So this basically means something that's not, it's unfriendly.
I would say maybe aggressive.
Aggressive. Yeah.
Right. So
not a peaceful place. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Hostility is the noun. So anytime that there, you know, two people are fighting, there's hostility between them or they're hostile to each other.
Yeah. It comes from like war when there's hostile or hostile enemies.
Hostile.
Another example is a hostile crowd.
Right. Mm-hmm. If people are drinking and that kind of thing. A hostile work environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
A hostile...
A hostile takeover.
Hostile takeover. That's
a
great one.
Yeah.
If your company isn't maybe expecting people to buy the company, we call that a hostile takeover.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, mixing this memo with everything that it had in it, Google was afraid that it would create a toxic or unhealthy work environment.
Right. Good. Yeah. So in the next sentence, we have a little bit of the background.
Right. The explanation as to kind of how this came about. And Silicon Valley in California and the tech industry in general are infamous for the programmer culture. I love this word, infamous.
Yeah, it's good. So you can see right there the word famous.
Right.
Famous, of course, means well-known or popular.
Right. This is not the opposite.
Yeah, right. It's not the opposite. Yeah.
So infamous, it's not meaning unfamous.
Right.
It actually means famous for a bad reason.
Right. So criminals are infamous.
Right. So if you think about a celebrity like Kim Kardashian, she's infamous for, you know, taking selfies and kind of body image and things like that.
Yeah.
And
So certainly not a positive thing.
No.
Right.
Another great word is nefarious.
Ooh, nefarious. That's a good one. Yeah.
So just meaning basically famous for something negative.
Right, exactly. And what it is this programmer culture. This is a good word.
Programmer, yeah.
So this word programmer is called a portmanteau.
it just means two words smushed together.
Two words, yeah. it's brother and programmer.
Right, yeah. So programmer.
Yes. Another example of a word that you take the word brother is...
Bromance,
yeah. So it's a slang. It just means a lot of programmers are
men. Yes.
Yeah.
And with that, there can be, it's a male-dominated industry.
Yes, yeah. Right. So next we have women struggling to find a level playing field.
Right. So because of this programmer culture,
yeah.
So women are not equal. They find it difficult to be considered equal. So the playing field is not level.
Yeah. If you think about like a soccer field or some kind of like any kind of sports.
Yeah.
If it's not flat.
Right.
Then it's going to be easier for the other team.
Yeah.
So this is used as a noun phrase here.
Right.
You can also say level the playing field.
As a verb
as
phrase.
As a verb, yeah, to make it flat.
Right. Now, it's not a level playing field with their male counterparts.
Right, yes. So a counterpart is a great word. It's somebody who's... has your equal position,
right.
But in a different place or different company.
On the other side.
Other side, yeah.
Right.
So like the Canadian counterpart of the president is called Justin Trudeau.
Prime Minister.
Prime Minister, yeah.
Yes.
So it's a different title, but it's the same position in a different company.
Yeah, it's basically just on the other side.
On the other side,
right.
Yeah.
So here we also use the word peers.
Yes,
so peers yeah. meaning equals.
Yes.
So all of this controversy about this memo and the sacking, which is the noun of to be sacked.
Right, yes.
Basically, this may fade from the news.
Right, yeah, it fade. It's like dissolve or disappear slowly.
Right, get softer, get smaller. So if you think about you have a black t-shirt that you wear all the time and you wash it a lot, it'll turn gray. It fades.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Or some people actually buy faded jeans.
Right.
They're already like, they look
light.
Kind of light colored. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So ultimately this will fade from the news, but the debate about this issue, gender and sexism will likely intensify.
Right. So let's take a look at debate. You've probably seen this word debate.
Right.
It's like a calm argument, a peaceful argument.
Sometimes.
Sometimes
it can be a heated discussion,
yes,
meaning
heated
a lot
debate.
Of emotion.
Yes. Yeah.
It just depends on if it's formal or if your family is fighting about something around the kitchen table kind of thing.
Yeah. There can be a formal debate or we debated. That's the verb is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And gender issues and sexism.
Right. So sex, yeah, ism. So this is referring to like, you know, male or female. And it's this belief that that one, you know, male or female, that sex is better or more intelligent or more skillful.
More qualified.
Qualified than other, some the other side.
Because of the gender.
Because, yeah. So that's, yeah.
So
yeah.
The same thing is ageism.
Okay,
where you're discriminated against either because you're older or you're younger.
Ah, okay.
So I have faced this in a job where everyone was older than me and they thought, oh, little girl.
Yeah. So
racism.
Oh, yes. Oh, racism too. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So a person who believes in sexism is called a sexist.
Right.
Right. Yes.
And another word for sexism or another phrase is gender discrimination.
Right. Gender discrimination.
So
yeah.
You can have age discrimination, race discrimination. It's just another way to say the ism.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay. And then because this, you know, Google is a huge company, even if it fades from the news, it's only going to intensify this debate.
Right. Get stronger.
Yeah. Get
stronger.
Bigger. Yeah. The intensity is going to increase.
Right. All right. So we've talked about all of that. Now let's take another listen.
Okay.
Google has found itself at the center of controversy after its software engineer James Damore published a memo explaining why there are so few women in the upper echelons of the technology industry. He insinuated that biological factors, such as women's predisposition to anxiety and stress at work, made them unsuited to technology-related work. Google ultimately sacked Damore because his memo violated Google's code of conduct and made its work environment hostile for women. Silicon Valley and the tech industry are infamous for the programmer culture. Women struggle to find a level playing field as their male counterparts. The sacking of Mr. Damore may fade from the news, but the debate about gender and sexism in technology is likely only to intensify.
Okay, so we just heard that text again.
Right, and there's a lot of language here that, regardless of the issue, very useful for a work environment. So code of conduct, upper echelons, memo.
Programmer.
Programmer, infamous, intensify. Lots of great words here.
Yeah, and you may be in the tech industry yourself. You know, this is a very controversial topic, so we encourage you to, you know, look into it, research it yourself. You can even read the original memo and decide for yourself. Even top scientists disagree about this topic. So there's lots to think about, but focus on the useful vocabulary that we learned in this lesson.
So let us know, you know, what's your take on this?
What do you think?
Have you heard of this issue before? Is this an issue in your workplace?
Right,
I know I faced this. Let us know your perspective on this issue.
And we look forward to the comments, and we'll talk to you later.
Take care.